For New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy to achieve his goal of legalizing recreational marijuana, he'll need allies in Congress. But as WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports, that's proving to be a heavy lift, even for some members of his state's own congressional delegation.
Governor Murphy is trying to usher through an entirely new approach to marijuana for the Garden State, at the same time when Attorney General Jeff Sessions has asked Congress to allow him to send federal agents in to bust legal medicinal and recreational marijuana business owners. Murphy says he's not worried about those prohibitionist policies. He says Congress has been able to keep them at bay thus far.
It has not impacted us, and we believe it will not, although that doesn't mean that we're not paying attention.
Murphy is already overhauling the state's medical marijuana program. Now he's working to fulfill a campaign promise to regulate weed the same way alcohol is.
We will deliberately and steadily get to the recreation side.
Central Jersey Republican Congressman Leonard Lance says he's open to part of Governor Murphy's plan.
I favor medical marijuana, but I do not favor recreational marijuana.
Why not?
I think it sends a very poor message to young people.
Lance's position is fairly common. Many Republicans are supportive of medical marijuana, but aren't ready to follow the lead of Colorado, California, and Vermont. Other Garden State Republicans are blunter in their opposition.
I think it's nuts.
That's South Jersey Republican Congressman Tom MacArthur.
It's just nuts. We're in the midst of the worst drug crisis in our history, and this new governor wants to do a social experiment and see, you know, test out whether marijuana is a gateway drug so he can raise money for the state. It's just nuts to me.
For MacArthur, it's an issue that revolves around the health of the next generation.
Everyone knows that it is particularly damaging to the developing adolescent brain. And yet he wants to rush off and make New Jersey the California of the East. Let him go be the mayor of San Francisco or the governor of California, but don't do this to the state of New Jersey.
New Jersey's junior senator, Democrat Cory Booker, dismisses MacArthur's reaction.
I think he's wildly out of step with his own state, and he should maybe look at the overwhelming popularity of decriminalizing, making it legal.
Booker is constantly floated as a potential Democratic presidential aspirant in 2020, and he's been a leading voice on Capitol Hill calling for normalizing weed. He says MacArthur is off base and that it will worsen the opioid epidemic.
It's actually what I'm hearing from doctors in Jersey and beyond is that it's an off-ramp drug that with this opioid addiction helps people get off of drugs, so get off of opioid addiction.
Still, MacArthur is not taking a hard line against all marijuana-related changes. He says he'd like to see a criminal justice reform package that makes it easier for people with marijuana convictions to start over.
I am open to not using marijuana offenses as forcing people into the criminal justice system, because for some people they never get out of it, and it defines their entire life.
Some prominent Democrats in the New Jersey legislature are pushing decriminalization as an alternative to legalization. MacArthur says Governor Murphy would be wise to look at that seriously.
There's a lot of daylight between decriminalizing and legalizing for recreational use.
While Governor Murphy will be counting votes in Trenton to get a legalization bill passed, his support, or lack of it in Washington, matters. If he gets to sign it into law, he'll be looking to Congress for help so Washington doesn't kill off the legal pot industry before its first harvest. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.